let's go on
talking about Princess Goodall.
Let's go on. Let's go on
talking about the Lord.
That old devil,
he don't like it.
We're talking about Princess Goodall.
Thankful to be here today. There's no other place I'd rather be than right here with my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters here are my real brothers and sisters.
That's right.
My family in Kentucky, my family, they're my family. But I don't have as much love for them like I do here. Although they're my brothers and sisters, this is real love, and I'm just thankful to be able to come and say something good for God, and he's been so good to me. He's led me. I sit and just talk, me and him just talk, you know, and I just, there's times I get up here, I have a lot to say, but when I get up here, I forget it, and I don't know, I just know God will tell. I can remember, I could show you right to the brothers Brandon's books. I could tell you where it was. Can't remember nothing now. Old Devil says, you're getting Alzheimer's. Well, whatever it is, I've got it, whatever. I just can't remember, and I'm thankful. Just one other thing. I want to give praise to my pastor.
Amen.
We are blessed.
Amen.
Yes. So thankful.
We're blessed.
For him. I'm not just saying that now. That's I'm thankful truth. For this man.
Yeah.
I know what he says to me is the truth.
Yes.
And I just sit and think about how he's led me. Yes. I know for sure he's led me through this, and it's nothing but God. When you see him, you see God.
Right.
Amen. A lot of people says, oh, you're worshiping man. No, never have worshiped man. We worship God in the man.
Right.
And they got everything so messed up and everything. But that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my brothers, too. Brother Jeremiah and Bert Jamie James.
Amen.
We got some very good preachers here.
Yes,
amen.
Pray for me.
Got the best.
Amen.
Got
the best. And I was sitting here thinking about it. Let me say this. I was sitting here thinking about how these brothers are a blessing to us, And really the body is a blessing to the body, edifier of ourselves and love. And, God don't make us do this. It's our heart to do this.
Our
love
our desire.
To do this. Brother Moore, God don't make him get this message together, spend his every Saturday night, struggling and wrestling with it and saying, Lord, what do you want? He wants to do that.
That's right.
For the body. That's his love for the body.
Yes.
And I'm thankful it's that way. Amen. We're not robots. God's making us do anything.
No.
God, we love him.
Amen.
Right.
And he saw that since before the foundation of the world by his foreknowledge. And that's why he's given us the Holy Spirit. And I'm so thankful for that, I was sitting there talking to Brother Jim last night, or out there, mm-hmm. little bit about that still small voice.
Yes, exactly.
And how that, you know, that still small voice won't talk to everybody.
No, but
he talks to us, you know, and we're sitting there, and he said, well, just think about how many times he's warned us of this and led us to this.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that story, Brother Branham, you know, he was heading for the plane, and the Holy Spirit said, let's take a walk. Let's walk this way.
Right.
And, you know, and he got down there, and he's walking down through the south, and he went by a yard, and the lady called out and said, morning, parson. Mm-hmm. And he walked by and stopped and said, how did she know I was a parson?
Uh-huh.
You know, and went back and said, oh, the Lord told me you was coming by.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
And anytime a small voice is dealing with you, he's
sure.
dealing with something else.
Yes.
He's trying to bring something together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're so privileged
yeah.
to have that
Amen.
Voice
Amen.
That would even speak to us, because he don't speak to everybody.
Amen.
And, you know, and I thought about it, and he said, well, look at all the times he's done this, done that, you know. And I said, even when we weren't listening
right.
for
right.
it, what in the world would happen if we started listening?
Yeah.
And looking for that small voice. I said, Lord, lead me. You know, let that be the desire of your heart. And I was just thinking on those things.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Crystal.
Amen.
Good morning, buddy. I just would like to say I am so grateful and so thankful to have God in my life.
Amen.
And the two testimonies and the testimonies that were before me, I believe everything that they said, and I know that God has guided my life, and I want him to continue to guide my life. And once again, I'm up here, didn't know what I was going to say, but I know that God was on my heart. I'm also nervous, but you know, I'm not going to give room to the devil.
That's right.
Amen. You know, I'm in a place here that I can have peace. There are people around me, my sisters, my brothers, my pastors,
yes.
the ministry,
yes.
that shares love with me. They have mercy and grace with me.
Amen.
And I am just so grateful. I don't take none of that for granted. It's again, Pastor Moore said, it's good to believe, but you need to manifest it.
Amen.
And I do want to manifest
Amen.
It. I want to let God know how
right.
grateful and
right.
thankful that I am, and how grateful and thankful that I am for my husband, because
Amen.
He's the one that
yes.
brought me here to this church,
yes.
and
yes.
I've been here for 30-plus years,
Amen.
You know,
Beautiful.
And it was challenging to me,
oh, yeah.
but you know, AJ, I want to let you know, when you're around people that lives for God, and they love God, and they want to manifest his attributes, you cannot go wrong. There's nothing out there
That's right.
in the world,
nothing.
You know, that can bring about peace. And this is just
That's
what
right.
I want to just share. I don't mean to take up the whole service, but
okay.
what I want to share to the young people, when you believe in God's word,
mm-hmm.
you have peace. When you manifest his attributes, you're going the right path. You're not leaning on your understanding.
Right.
You're
right.
leaning on God's word.
Amen.
And again, I just want to thank you and let you all know that I love you. And Sister King and Sister Sue
Amen.
And Mom Saxon, you all have been some beautiful women that I have looked up to.
Amen.
And I have seen you all walk the walk, and I thank you all. And
Amen.
That also goes for my younger sisters too, as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that somebody didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
You're right, Sister Crystal. You are right. This thing brings peace.
Yeah.
I want to
yes,
give up and
yes,
give
yes.
God a little bit of praise this morning, just because he deserves it.
Yes, he does.
You know, the word says, if I'm healed, then I'm healed.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody probably knows Kara and I have had a complicated pregnancy with a bleed. And, you know, it's just been something that's been going on for a while, worrying the doctors. They say it can be an irritant to the baby. But we have, since we found out about the bleed, just stuck to God's word and stood there on that promise
Amen.
That he can heal.
Amen.
And he does heal, and we believe she's healed.
Amen.
We believed it the whole time. And I think this is the 10th week we've had an ultrasound in a row. And we went back, and the first ultrasound tech came in, And she said, I'm going to have to go back and look because I can't see where the bleed is on the ultrasound. And so she looked, and then another ultrasound tech comes in and looks, and she can't find the bleed. And then a doctor comes in and is talking to us and says, well, the bleed might still be there, but we can't really see it. That's just unbelief. That's unbelief. I said, get out of here with that. Well, we got the report back, and next to subchorionic hemorrhage, it says resolved.
Amen.
And that's because we've held to that promise. And so if Kara's okay with it, I want her to come up here. She reads a verse every single day, three times, to just remind us of that promise and that we stand on it.
Amen.
I've got it here.
And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yeah. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can't be up here and not say anything. God is so good. And just like you were saying, Crystal, I was thinking about that. Like, this message has brought me so much peace. You know, I could have been tossed to and fro with everything, but I wasn't. And, you know, I just wanted, because the entire time I've gone through, you know, all these things with the bleed and, you know, the septum and the uterus, and you get all those, you know, information and the facts, you know, I was like, you know, it's God's will. It's whatever he wants of me. I just have given myself over to him completely. And every single appointment, the baby is good, the baby's healthy, everything is getting better. And, you know, I know that when I go back to my doctor, she'll always be a little careful because, you know, not everything is perfect, Josie, is what she'll say. But I haven't been worried at all. And, you know, sometimes your flesh or your spirit will whisper to you and give you concerns. And I don't have to believe that. I have the word, I have my husband, and that scripture. I just keep thinking about, you know, like talking to my little baby. And I'm going to keep saying it just because, you know, God is so real, and I'm so thankful for this word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Go on.
I just, too, want to thank God and piggyback on everybody else. You know, he's so good. And Sister Keene, you're right. There's nothing like this body. Amen. You love him more than yourself. And I'm proud of AJ and Kara. Thankful. Thankful my kids are here, thankful for my husband. And you know, we've got stuff going on at home. And you know, I appreciate a real man of God. He's let me bring my nephew in. And you know, Greg's been through a lot in his life. Mm-hmm. And his thinking is so different than ours. The first night I went to bed and you know, devil starts working on your brain because that's me. I'm a worry board. But then Brother Moore's message, lean not unto your own understanding. Right. And the Lord told me that's how simple it is to apply the word.
Amen.
When those thoughts come or those threats or those worries, you just say, lean not. And you trust him. And you know, God's voice can speak like that. Or you can say, honey, don't you worry about it. It'll be all right. It comes through this man.
That's the voice of God.
It's through God. It's through this body. It's through everything. And I can't thank him enough for the reality here. And for a sound mind and peace. Whoever it was that spoke of peace, there's no peace like this.
Amen.
When you give things to God and you believe in him, there is no, you know, Satan can whisper all he wants, but you know our lives are his.
Amen.
And I'm thankful. I'm just so thankful. I just want to give him praise.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my healing. He's been so good
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
You know, I'm thankful for Sister Sue's healing. I keep claiming
Amen.
That.
Yeah.
You know, when this body goes through stuff, it's on our
That's
heart.
Exactly.
We love this body.
Amen. Right.
You know, our young people, I'm so proud of Micah.
Yeah.
Mike, I love you. I'm
Amen.
Thankful for you. Kevin, how strong
Amen.
You are. When Brother
Amen.
James got up and said growth on Wednesday, and you
yeah.
see the growth. That
Thank
makes
God.
Us happy.
Yeah.
That makes us proud.
Yes.
And I just love this people, and I love this word, and
Amen.
I can't wait to hear more because that's what gets us through life.
Right.
Amen.
Well, this is halfway selfish because my ride to church has been attacked big time. But my wife has been suffering from all kinds of name ailments, so I'm going to drive a stake here. Amen. That no matter how many names the doctors throw out for a new one in a week, we know Jesus is a name that's above every name.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
And we, you know, Peter said, by his stripes you were healed.
That's right.
But Isaiah said, by his stripes you are healed. He was cashing it like a credit card before it was ever, the check was ever deposited. Amen. How much more should we be able to cash in on when the check is already cleared?
Amen.
So I'm just claiming it now. She's healed. Because I don't want to have to sit at home because at church from church because she has a flare-up.
Amen.
And we know it has to be Satan involved because it always gets worse on Sundays and Wednesdays and play practices. If it was just a natural ailment, it'd be pretty consistent. But he's played his card. He's put it out there, and I'm rebuking him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Moore said a while back to go through Psalms, and I've been going through it. And this ties in with what Brother Moore said about leaning not to our own understanding. This is in Psalms 34. And there's a particular verse. It's 34. Well, I'm all right. Oh, here it is. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivers them. And delivers them. That's a promise.
Yeah. Right. That is a promise.
You know, if we can apply that.
That's right.
You know, cast out. The truth, our love, will cast out all fear.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And we know, we understand this book was written for us. Mm-hmm. You know, this wasn't for everybody. This was for us. Amen. But, you know, we do let Satan battle, in our mind, because I do it, you know. I mean, I allow it. Sometimes, you know, I just have to speak the word and get him off. But it takes me a little bit to realize that I have that authority.
Well,
and I'll just play around with it and just wallow in self-pity.
Then
I wake up. I realize, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Come on.
I am a son of God.
Amen.
You know, I don't need to put up with
this. That's right.
And, you know, and I start to let a little bit of that fear creep in before I realize, I don't have to put up with this. Satan,
amen.
Go in your corner. You know, I mean, it's just the word is just nigh, just, you know, in your mouth. All you have to do is speak it. Once we realize who we are,
we have
all that authority. What's keeping us?
That's right.
What's keeping us from just?
Right.
I don't know. I can't quite say what I want, what's in my heart, but I'm an overcomer. That's the thing.
Right.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. That we have the power and the authority to beat that devil.
Right.
You know,
we
should be exercising our authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God. God is worthy.
Yes.
You know, I don't say it much, but he's worthy of all of our praises.
He is.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, there's nothing good in me, but yet he still loved me.
Yes.
And for that, I am, you know, eternally grateful for. And I thank you, Lord, is all I can say.
Brother Warren, I couldn't believe any more than you're saying.
Right.
Satan is a liar.
He is a liar.
Don't let Satan push you around.
No.
He has no right.
Amen.
You know, it's amazing what you can learn from others and other people's testimonies. You know, and I just look at Kara's testimony when the doctors told her all this stuff. Now, you know what she could have done?
Yeah. Right.
She could have got up here and she could have said, woe is me.
Right.
You know, I got to bleed.
Yeah.
Lord, are you going to touch me? Help me, Jesus. Or she could get up here and say, I'm healed.
Right.
She can rebuke Satan.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that in my wife. You know, my wife has never told you guys, but that woman has had so much pain. I mean, the accident she went through, every doctor said she's lucky she'd be alive.
Right.
She couldn't sleep. She couldn't sit. She couldn't do anything. But what did you see in her?
Right.
Get up.
Right.
Praise God. Say, I'm healed.
Right.
She would set a goal and say, the next time I'm not going to be in a wheelchair. The next time the walker's going to be in the back.
Right.
She pushed over it.
Right.
And that's what we have to do.
Right.
That's what manifesting the Word of God means.
Amen.
You know, how can you have a healing unless you apply it?
Right.
You know, we've all been through stuff. And it just really grieves my spirit. Grieves my spirit when we let Satan push us around.
Amen.
We are sons and daughters.
Amen.
We are the bride. Yeah. We are God in flesh.
Right.
How dare Satan?
Right.
How dare Satan put his head up?
Amen.
We're healed.
Amen.
We're taken care of.
Yeah,
I just want to just
yes.
knock him in the head and just get him out of here.
Amen.
Because he has no right.
Right.
No right.
And it just, I don't know what it is, but it's just,
it's the word.
But I praise God. I praise God.
And I'll Amen.
Just, I'm a quiet person, but
Amen.
Something like that, it just it just grieves me.
Right.
That's right.
You're not going to get this sitting at home.
Right.
You know, it takes a push even in your daily walk. And I believe that, Brother Judas. That's why I come here. You know, you look at this body, I look at the testimonies, you're not going to get this anywhere else.
No.
The scripture says you comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Not with any other words.
Right.
Any other words will get me a help I need.
That's right.
Any other words not going to get me through life like I need somebody to get me through life. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
And I come in here and I look forward to my services. I press to get here. I push to get here. I've got a million reasons that goes through your mind why you could just sit at home and just roll over and not do anything. But you ain't going to get help sitting at home.
That's right.
You're not going to get help just sitting there like John said, let the devil just whip you all over. I'm ordained to get through.
Come on.
I've got the Word behind me.
Amen.
I'm ordained to get the data.
Amen.
I've got the Word behind me. I'm ordained not to fall.
That's right.
I've got that. Amen. I've got the Word on my side. I can't fail. It's not even in me to fail.
No.
When I look through the scriptures, there's nothing in there that has anything negative to the Word of God.
That's right.
To the bride of God. Not one thing.
Not one.
Brother Brandon didn't preach one negative message
Amen.
Pertaining to the bride.
Amen.
You know, like John said, and it just came across my mind, you know, the Bible said, Jesus said, it's not even lawful for you to even tempt me.
That's right.
You don't even have a right to talk to me.
That's right.
Matter of fact, like Brother Moore said the other day, go sit in a corner. Play with your little toy like a little cat. Just throw them a little toy, they'll play with it. They'll run into a wall, they'll do whatever they gotta do. You can't talk to me. It's just a distraction. You know, the thing about John, John said he said to turn to see the voice. Well, that voice had a body on it. It wasn't just something floating around the air somewhere. It has something tangible that he was looking at. When you hear the voice of God in this hour, you're looking at something tangible. Something you can see.
Amen.
Something that's bat in his eye. When you want help, you're going to see a God in skin looking
Amen.
At you.
Amen.
When you need help, it's as simple as rolling over and looking at the husband. Say, honey, I need help. I need this. It's as simple as a believer getting up saying, that man's ordained to see me through. He's in none but been God to me. He's helped me every step of the way. God's made it easy in this hour. This bright in this hour, you're not on your own. You're not going through the ages darkly, hoping, praying, not even knowing you're fulfilling the scriptures. I know I'm fulfilling scriptures. I know what I'm doing. I look at the book and I see my name in it.
Amen.
I'm like, Jesus, you go back. You read it. They are that to testify of
me.
When I look at the Word of God, it testifies of us. Standing on our feet. Speaking a word, deity coming out of my lips.
Amen.
It's the voice of God coming out of the bride of God.
Right.
She speaks the word. She stands on. She doesn't back up. That's why God, I told you, rebuked me the other day. Quit talking about it.
Right.
Claim it
Amen.
As if it's already happened.
Amen.
And then drive your stake there and don't even move.
That's
and that's
right.
what we do. It's an effort on your part. God puts it out there.
Do your part.
It's up to you to do the rest, brother.
Amen.
He's not going to push you, Brother Don.
No.
He's not going to make you.
No,
he's not going to put your nose in it. He's not that kind of a husband.
No.
He simply wants to see, are you going to believe it? Are you going to trust
him? Amen.
When you talk about that still small voice, and even the still small voice, it's as simple as coming into a Sunday service, God preaching the word to you.
Yeah.
That still small voice is
Amen.
Talking. It's trying to get your attention. It wants you to do something.
Right.
It wants you to act on it. It wants you to believe it. It wants you you to have faith in. It wants you to step out on it. It's not going to be him just pushing you somewhere.
No, that's right.
Do that. You know what? I give myself a little bit of credit, too. I've done it.
Oh, yeah?
I've overcome this morning already. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let the devil talk to you, to me. No way. I've done the first part of it. I got myself in church. I'm here to hear the word of God.
Right.
I've got my ears open. I've got my ears have been ordained and anointed for the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Blessed are they that read, hear, keep these commands.
Keep.
For the time is at hand. I keep the commandments.
Yes.
I keep the word.
Yeah.
I believe it. I step out on it.
Amen.
I fulfill it. I live it. I manifest it.
Amen.
I'm not looking to manifest it.
No, no.
I don't want to give the devil one
devil.
Ounce of credit.
That's right.
I don't want to give him any room whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Even if my spirit talks to me, my flesh talks to me and says, you failed here. You failed.
Yeah.
You could go through that all. But I don't want to hear that, Brother Moore.
Amen.
This is not the time
nor
the place for any of that nonsense. I'm a believer. When I speak, it's nothing but overcoming.
Amen.
It's nothing but believing.
Amen.
It's nothing but fulfilling.
Amen.
It's nothing but manifest. I've got nothing but a positive testimony.
That's right.
You're not going to do any good speaking anything else.
That's
You're not
right.
going to help me out, I'll tell you that. And I get it. I appreciate sometimes they come through and they want it, you know, whatever. But don't end on that note.
Don't end on
it. End on what I need. End on a positive note, Brother Moore. End on the fact that you overcome. End on the fact that I'm an overcomer. End on the fact I can do nothing else. End on the fact that I've got a job to do. End on the fact I've got believers that are standing on their feet waiting on me. End on the fact that I'm laying in the sun and I'm ripening and I'm the voice and I'm going to get the dead up.
Amen.
And when I think about Paul, I say, Paul, it's time. Get up.
Get
Wesley,
up.
Get up. All I'm looking at the saints, get up. You're already on your feet. You're already in service with me. You're already standing close
Come
to me.
On now.
I just need that veil to be rent. I just need
right,
that just
right.
one little porthole to be opened up.
Yes.
That's why I come in here.
Right.
Oh, I'm encouraged. I was encouraged when I came in here.
Yes.
When I heard the testimonies, I began to get more encouraged.
Yes.
When I heard more and more encouraged, then I thought, well, let me throw my name in the hat. Let me do my part. Don't just sit back and listen. Be a part of the service.
Amen.
Right. Brother Moore said, if it's been a year, you haven't testified. You're already too late. You got 12 months to do that. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up over that.
Yeah.
Push that off. Say, now,
yeah.
I was just waiting for the right time. Today's the right time. Let me give my testimony.
Yeah.
Man. This is the way it works, brother, sister.
Oh,
have a little bit of push in you. Brother Banner said, this bride's rugged.
Yes,
oh, she's a rugged bunch. She don't push
she don't back
for nobody.
Down.
She don't back down for nobody.
No.
She don't back down and listen to the devil talk to her. No way.
No way.
He may get a couple words in before I say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know who's talking.
Amen.
I saw you coming from a mile off.
Right.
I knew you was coming this
Amen.
Way. That's all right, son.
Amen.
It's my job now.
Right.
When they told Jesus to destroy his temple, he said, you destroy his temple, and I'll raise it up.
Right. Right.
Oh, I know what's been spoken to me. I know the scriptures
Amen.
That I'm supposed to fulfill.
Yeah.
I know I've got to go to a cross. I know I've got to lay there. I know I've got a purpose. Do the best you can do, and when you're done what you got to do, I'll do the rest.
Right.
I'll take care of the rest of it. That's the way believers talk, brother.
Amen. God.
Thank you.
That's
got to stop somewhere.
Amen.
Come on, Sister Sarah.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
All I can say is amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I'm an overcomer, too. I just want to put my word in there, you know, and I believe this, and I know that God has a purpose for me. I look at all these pictures we have on the wall of all these saints that's gone on before us, and we've got a job to do, too, not just for them, but for these people
I
over here, too, that's waiting on us, and I plan to do my job, and I just thank God for being here.
Amen.
Thanks to Pastor Moore. God is good.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to do my job, too.
Amen.
I'm going to stand here. I'm claiming my healing, too.
Amen. Yes, sir.
No matter what
no
you
come
see,
on.
I'm healed.
That's right.
But I just wanted to share something that happened at work, which I thought was kind of funny. My boss yesterday, I went in. They give us a little bit of a bonus for Christmas. And not as much as the years in the past. But, you know, if it had been a turkey or a pie or whatever, I would have been grateful and thankful to get it. But anyway, she's like, she said, I'm going to approach you because I would like for you to be a part of the Sunshine Committee. And I'm like, the Sunshine Committee?
Amen.
Okay. I'm like, okay. She said, I'm going to be hitting you up for it. She said, because you're always so positive. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why I'm positive?
Yeah.
because of you, Brother Moore.
Right.
Jeremiah.
Amen.
The ministry.
Yes.
James.
Amen.
I'm positive because what's preached here.
Yes. Amen.
I'm positive because I know who I am.
Word.
And I am so grateful and so thankful for what God's given
Amen.
Me. He's given me so much. I'm so blessed.
Amen.
I'm just waiting on full manifestations. That's all I'm waiting on.
That's
I'm just waiting on that full manifestation. But I want each and one of you to know I love you.
Amen.
I love you a lot. And I'm just grateful and thankful for everything.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen.
I just want to get mine in real quick. I'm just so thankful to be here. But what's been on my heart this week is, what does it look like to truly believe God?
Come on.
In the manifestation of before it's manifested. You know, because a lot of times, I'm talking about myself, the word is said, but how do you stand on it when it's preached and said to you? Are you wavering back and forth over everything that is done before it's manifested? Or do you stand strong? The last thing that God told us, the last thing that was on our plate is to get the dead up. What does that look like to believe that without wavering? What does that look like in my flesh to know that God spoke it, I believe it, and my whole conversation should be about that? Because that's the last thing we have to do. The other stuff is just distractions. He'll do that because of who you are. But the main thing he said is get everything off your plate. It's time to get the dead up, and that's our focus. So what does it look like to only focus on that? To stand solid, and that's where I want to be. Because everything else, it'll come and go. You'll be sick, you'll be well. You'll have a husband, you won't have a husband. You have kids, they'll leave. I mean, it's just life. You'll have a house, you won't have a house. Those are life lessons. All it does is just, but it depends on where you're putting your emphasis. He told us in this last day that we, like they said, we get together and we encourage each other on the word. What is the word telling us now? Get the dead up. That's the only thing that you need to be worried about is getting that dead up.
Amen.
And the focus. Where's your focus? Laser focus on that, and everything else will fall to it. It'll do what it's going to do. You know, so I'm just so thankful for that, because that's really been on my mind, is what does it look like to truly believe what God said?
Amen.
And I just thank you.
Amen. I just want to testify too. You know, I'm pretty full this morning.
Amen.
Monday I had like a pretty easy route, and I was done with a couple things ahead of time, and I was trying to think, well, I could go to this next place, but they're not open yet, and I could go to this place, but I might have to dig it out of the truck and work around, try to do this, try to do that, and I end up just going where I thought I was going to go in the first place. And I thought, I'm kind of like that with testifying. You know, I'll be sitting there, I think, well, I don't want to stand up and feel awkward. Somebody might be about to sing, I might be about to do that, I don't want to just stand here and feel weird. And it's not weird to testify.
No.
You know, it's not weird to want to testify. It's commonplace in here. We want to get up and praise him. That's, you know, what we're all about in here. And Siskeen, I can relate to what you're saying about family, you know, because I love them, but there's a few of them that, like, we don't have perfect fellowship. And I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't want to get up here and say the wrong thing, and I want to try to use wisdom and stuff. But, like, Grandma and Grandpa, you know, they both passed this year. Grandpa passed January 24th. Grandma passed July 1st. And I've just been thinking about them like crazy. And I had a dream about a month ago. We were just eating breakfast. And something tells me we were eating breakfast in heaven, because we were talking about the word.
Right.
And we had perfect fellowship.
Right.
Didn't disagree about a single thing.
Right.
And it was amazing. And I've just been thinking about them a lot, you know. And this word's good.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to be like that about testifying. I want to, when I feel the...
Right.
When I'm burning, you know, if you don't have nothing to say, sit down.
That's right.
But when I'm burning and I want to get up, I want to get up.
Right.
I want to praise him. I don't want to fight it no more.
That's
I hate doing that. I really
just
do.
Give to it.
I want to get up and give what I got. It's not
That's
awkward.
Right.
It's not weird, you know.
No.
I got to remind myself that everybody in here is pulling for me.
Amen.
This is my real family. This is
Amen.
Is where I belong. I finally found the place where I belong.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in school, I never fit in with any crowd. I wasn't an athlete. Yeah, I wasn't a goth. I wasn't a whatever. I wasn't, you know, I didn't know who to. I was just, everybody liked me, but I wasn't really like in a group. And I finally found it. You know, I belong here.
Yes.
And I love God. I love the word. I'm looking forward to the preaching.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Skyler. Solid brother. Young, too. And that's how we make them in here. Start, you got to get them while they're young. But I'm just so honored to be here right now. The other day, I was just wanted to share something. I was at the bank and just waiting in line. And I get to the teller just to handle some business and gave her my information. She's like, you know, that name, that business name sounds really familiar. She's like, do you have a customer that you've done any work for in Huber Heights? And I'm like, yeah, just not too long ago. She's like, yeah, he had nothing but good stuff to say about you. He said, if you had the pleasure to meet this person, you'd be so honored to just know him. I'm like, whoa. I turned around, I'm like, me? You kidding? She's like, yeah. And she's like, I really believed him. And now here you are. The full manifestation. When she said that, I wanted to fall out. I mean,
yeah.
You just don't know, man. People are always watching.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's always somebody watching, man.
See?
And you just always want to, you know, use, like the brother said, use wisdom. We got to, you know. And Sister Keen, you're so right. You know, sometimes when you get up here, you feel like you have so much to say, and then you get up here, and then you just forget, you know. And Brother Childers, I remember when he said, you know, I forgot more than you know.
That's right.
And that's
true.
And that's so true. Because I'm standing here today, full revelation, don't know nothing. But I just have a desire to be here.
Right.
You know, and like Brother Jim said, you have to push.
Yeah.
Brother John said, you got to push over it all. This is not a feeling, a think-so thing. This is not led by feelings. It's led by what's on the inside of the inside. When that anchor, when they say that anchor holds, that's the only thing that's holding, even when you're not holding. You'll let go of his hand, but he won't let go of yours. But, you know, Amen. Overcoming is a serious thing, and you got to overcome by the words of your testimony. You speak it, then you walk it. You got to talk it, then you walk it. And I just love what I get here, and I'm just blessed to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sure.
We're having play practice tonight at 6 for the play at 7, and the kids have been working hard. We're excited to finally put it on for everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, wouldn't miss it.
Deacon.
Here comes the elder.
Amen. Yeah?
Well, I just want to say amen.
Amen.
God is great.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to say, let's believe him.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Take him at his word, you know.
Yes. Amen. Not that hard.
It's not hard, but it's a process.
That's right. That's right.
You just don't jump up and start overnight.
No. Amen.
No.
But then you find yourself believing,
amen.
Believing.
Right.
You can kind of feel it increase.
Right. Amen.
If you know what I mean. I guess I'm saying it right.
Oh, yeah. You say it right. You know what you're talking about.
Amen.
As
faith in his word. If he said it, believe it.
That's right.
You know, I think I testify every time I come. You know, he told me I'll be a witness.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that kind of way, when I come, when the preacher preaching, it don't always be me saying amen.
Yeah.
I say amen too, but amen. The Holy Spirit say amen to his word.
Amen.
Amen. So,
yes.
We just grateful and we appreciate God. He's so good to us.
He is good.
He blesses us, he watches over, he keeps us. Heal us.
Yes,
amen.
I tell you, give us the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let that Holy Spirit talk to us.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
Without him, we'll be nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
But we are everything with him.
Right.
God bless you.
Amen.
Don't have to cut it off pretty soon. I just want to say too. I just want to thank God for this place. Yeah. This message means everything to me. It means the world.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm just so blessed to know who we are.
Amen.
have this revelation,
Amen.
To know that we can take our loved ones,
yeah,
going to a new earth and everything. It's real. It's just not talk. It's real. It's really happening. And I'm just blessed to be one of them. I thank God for that. Thank God for y'all too. God bless you.
Amen, David. Because it's real. We do overcome by the word of our testimony. He said, if my word abide in you and you abide in my word, ye ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. He said, seeking, I'm just going to repeat the word, because what happens during the day, you look around and said, oh, well, you got two things that's not even curable. Okay. God's put me, I'm in a place where I don't have nowhere to go but to God. You know, sometimes you get something, you say, well, okay, I'll take a pill and be fixed. Or I'll take this and a surgery, that'll fix it. Well, nothing's going to fix this. I got to trust in him.
Amen.
And he said, and I'm holding on to his word.
Yes.
So when I see symptoms, Brother John, I see things not looking right, all I got to do is say the word of God.
Right,
he said, ask and you will. He said he'd do it.
Amen.
That, and that's all I got. So I, the only reason I got up here is I want to stand on his word. Because if I don't say it, it'll never happen.
That's right.
I, like somebody said you got to manifest. That's how you got your healing. God do it for you.
Amen.
He'll do it for me.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Sure. I'll hurry up. I know I don't get up here as much as I should. And I probably forgot what I was going to say, but I had to push myself to get up here because it's hard. And for so long, I'm truly blessed to be here. And I mean, you just don't know from my past and where I come from. I sat on that back pew for many years. I was quiet. I didn't say anything because I didn't have the opportunity to say anything. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to get up here to say it and even to play the flute. But, you know, as you know, we're talking about that quiet little voice, I hear it, and I'm tired of being on the team but not being a part of the game, per se, you know? And I get, you know, and in myself, I mean, I'd be confident in my abilities, like, I back up, like, oh, I can't do that. But how long have I been here to know what God has put in me to do? And so now, you know, I read something today that really struck my heart.
Amen.
And it said something about, what if somebody's last words to you was, why didn't you tell me? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, why? And it just, for me, it was like, why am I always keeping my mouth closed?
Right.
You know, even here, or even my own natural family, we're getting together, you know, as all of us for Christmas, and we're gathering, and you know, my family in particular, they're silly, they're loud, they talk, they music and politics and whatever. But I'm like, you know, how Pastor Moore said, you know, last year, water coming in, water coming
right.
out. Well, I need to be that water coming into my family.
That's right,
He's
right,
given
that's
me
right.
a mouth to use.
Right.
I mean, I even have my mother. Hi, Mom. She's tuning in this morning.
Right.
And it's
Amen.
Something she's never done. I mean, it's just different things I see. And I have to get out. I have to move myself
right.
to do it, or it won't get done.
Don't
I
do
mean,
that.
And what God is telling me to do, I have to listen and do it. And even though sometimes I need a push, I appreciate the push from others, but
yeah.
it's just something that's on my heart that I just
Beautiful.
Want to express to you. So God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. One more.
I just want to say I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for the word.
Right.
I'm grateful
Amen.
For the uplifting that God has always given. Even the corrections are uplifting.
Yes.
And I know my healing's been paid for. And I know they're just
Amen.
Mountains, and I keep speaking it, and I don't care what the circumstances look like. Maybe it's that I needed to meet somebody, and I haven't met them yet because they haven't started working yet. Because I'll tell you, that's happened before. Maybe it's that they needed to be transferred into the facility that I need to go to, and that's why some of my appointments get rescheduled.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay. I'm okay because I know my healing's been paid for.
That's right.
And I know
Amen.
It's all going to be all right because I got to get the debt up. So ain't nothing going to happen to me before I get there. And I'm just going to keep walking this out because I believe. And I appreciate all of you to stand with me. And I stand with all of you.
Amen.
Like with my daughter. her eyes that are healed. She wanted to wear glasses. They said she prayed for Anna. She said that Anna can see.
Amen.
And it occurred to me, Anna needs to be able to tell us what she sees.
Right.
Because there's different kinds of sight. And if Anna sees and we don't know it because she doesn't tell us, we ain't going to know. That's why our testimonies are so important.
Amen.
That's why our testifying is so important, is to stand on it and to understand that God works in ways that we don't understand. We don't even know what he's doing. And he just makes it happen. And it's so beautiful. And I believe in all of this. And I'm grateful to be here.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everybody done? Thank God for the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God for revelation.
Amen.
I wanted to sing page 216, Born to Fly.
Yes.
And wanted to, didn't want to. Me, you know.
Yeah.
But God wanted to sing.
Yes.
Born to Fly.
Yeah.
The only thing left on our plate.
Yes.
Thank God he's got this.
Yes, 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 yes.
But you know what? He says, thank God my bride's got this.
Yes.
You know? He said, well, God's got it. Where's God at?
Yeah, where's he at?
He's in you. Well, he testified. Yeah, you testified.
Amen.
You overcame. You testified.
Yes, you did it.
You know, I'll let you on a little secret. I hate being up here.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Moore says he hates being up here, but I hate being up here. I despise it. But I see the need.
Yes.
And I see that I believe this thing.
Yes.
And I've got to say it.
Yeah.
I've got to testify.
So, well, yeah.
You're testifying twice. I don't care. I got to testify. I got to speak what's on my heart. I told God if he laid on my heart, I'd say it. You know? And it is a process. Brother,
man,
you are so right. But look where God has brought
yeah.
his body
look where
to.
We are today.
Oh, I remember years ago, they'd line sure. up, and it was all,
yeah.
God wanted it. And then we cut that off. I mean, before that, and then we called on people to get up. And that wasn't God either, you know.
Yeah.
And now you got to cut them off.
Yeah.
And that's what Brother Moore said he always wanted.
That's all right.
He said, you know, that sign back there is still there. Get rowdy.
Get rowdy.
You know, and
amen.
I'm so thankful that God, it's a progressive thing.
Right,
I learn something more. I see something more. I grow every time I come here.
Amen.
You know, but you don't grow unless you get into it.
Right.
You know, you
gotta
sit on the sidelines all you want.
Right.
You know, I don't like football because I'm sitting on the sideline watching somebody else doing something. I'd rather do something that I can participate in. That's just me. You know, rooting for somebody else I don't even know, and they sure don't know me. Then, you know, I'm just not into it. It's fine. It's good, you know. But it's just not me. I'd rather be part of it, even if I got to overcome, even if I got to get up in front of everybody, and which thing I hate. But thank God for a revelation that is stronger than me and stronger than what I think, what I want to do.
Amen.
You know, it's
right.
real. And when
Amen.
You see something real, you know,
right.
you step out on something real.
Amen.
You know, whether you want to or not, you see it real enough, and
yeah.
you step out on it. And I love his word. And, you know, the devil will talk to you left and right, but, you know, he'll do that. That's his job. But I've got a job, too.
Amen.
Yes.
My job is to proclaim this truth and get the dead up and to be whatever God wants me to be. And
That's
to listen
right.
to that still small voice and just step out on it.
Amen.
You know, it's not that hard. I explained to my wife this morning what it meant, you know, not to let your left hand know what your right hand's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. sometimes you don't, you know, you just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Amen.
Don't figure it out. Don't
right.
try to analyze it. You know, just do it.
Amen.
And God leads you, just do it. You know, you see it's a word, just do it.
Yes.
You see that Brother Moore's calling for it, just do it.
Just do it.
You know. And I thank God for the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Born to fly. We are born to fly. This
Amen.
Is so real.
Yes.
What's it like to be an eagle and to fly? I can feel
I'm getting ready to leave. I was born to fly, and I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for a better thing. Oh, very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. New soul, get ready to leave. New soul, get ready to leave. Oh, new soul, get ready to leave. I was born to fly. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning that you're in this place. So grateful for your testimonies and all that you've spoken so far today. Thankful for your healing power. Thank you for your revelation. Thank you for, Lord, a word that we can put on the devil to move him out of the way. And I ask you, Lord, to come amongst us and speak again to us. I laid the word out before the people, but Lord, you come and speak. Have your way in the service. Touch those that are having issues, sicknesses, problems. Lord, you know what the needs are, and you already have the answer supplied because your word gave it to us. Ask you to just move us aside this morning, both the speaker and the hearer, so that you can speak to our hearts today. Give us, Lord, guidance and direction. Give us healing to our bodies. Lord, speak to your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to hear God speaking. Because God, and I can always tell when it's God because it's positive. And he doesn't have a negative testimony to the bride at all. Now, he's got some things he's going to tell the world. It's still positive. It'll look not so positive to them, but it is positive. But, you know, I was thinking, sitting on the organ, and I thought, you know, when you go to a doctor's office, your expectation is that when you leave there, you're going to be better than you were when you got there. Now, we all know that's the way, you know, whether we got to get a shot or whether you got to take your temperature or whether you got to tell you what's wrong. When you go, your expectation is that you're going to be better when you leave than you were when you got there. I thought about that. I said, now, if we do that to the doctor, what about the house of God? This is a doctor's office. And the reason you feel better half the time when you leave the doctor's office is because you believed that you were going to feel better. You have faith in that doctor. And you believe that you're going to be better. Well, when you come to the house of God, wouldn't it be something else? I'm just saying. I was just sitting on an organ thing and said, wouldn't it be something else is when you leave the doctor's office today? Whether you got to get a shot, whether you got to get rebuked, whether you got to get a testimony, take some medicine, whatever you got to do here today, while you're in the doctor's office, if you do that and you believe and have faith that you're not going to walk out the door feeling the same way as when you walked in. Right. Amen. I guarantee you that you'll already be on your road to recovery. Amen. But you got to do it.
That's right.
And when you come to the doctor's office, you come there to say, okay, doc, I've got this symptom, I've got that symptom. I've got job problems, I've got wife problems, I got husband problems, I got children problems, I got personal problems. These are my symptoms.
Come on.
I'm here, doc. Now, see, when you go to the doctor, remember I said, if you ain't going to take what the doctor said, don't go.
That's right.
You might have trouble with your hand.
You're at the doctor's office now. Doc, I got a problem. I'm in trouble seeing. I had trouble with my balance. I had trouble with my head. I've got memory issues. We all come to, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, everybody ain't there for the same reason. They've all got problems. That's why you're there. And when we come to God's doctor's office, we all come with different problems. Some of us limp in. Some of them come on the arm of somebody else. Some of us just got head issues. But we all come to the same doctor, Dr. Jesus. And what you should expect, what you should expect, is when you walk out of the doctor's office, he's giving you something that's going to make you better. Nobody should leave here as sick as you were when you came here. None of us. And we do it in the natural, but what if we were to do that in the spiritual? It'd change your testimony. You come in and you say, Doc, I've got a fever. Doc, I've got it. See, first thing, when you come to the doctor's office, you got a negative testimony. You got something's wrong, Doc. I ain't all right. Something's bothering me. I ache. I have pains. I got balancing issues. I got troubles. They've told me this. They've told me that. And all you got is a bunch of bad news. But when you get finished with the doctor, he's going to give you something that's going to help you. That's what we do in the we do it naturally all the time. But then we come to church, drag our problem in, and drag our problem out. Bring our problem in, bring our problem back out. Bring your aches in, take your aches out. I think while y'all testified, I sat there and I thought, you know what? If I can't take two steps, you know what I'm going to do? Take one and push for that second one.
Amen.
That's what John was talking about, having a push. If you can't stand up and walk across the room, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand up and walk to a chair.
Okay.
That's how you're going to get better. You got nervous problems? I'm going to get up in front of everybody. And I'm going to testify. You say, but I get nervous every time. So do I. But that's how you overcome. If you had trouble breathing, take a deep breath. See, there's a prescription for everything that ails you. You don't have to leave this building the same way today as you came. He said, but I got troubles in my mind, and I'm worried. When does it stop worrying? I can't stop worrying. You know what? Maybe I can't stop worrying about everything, but you know what? I'm going to stop worrying about something. Start with the little things. Oh, you might not be able to change your whole house, but you can change one thing. You go walk out of here today and say, no, I'm going to change this. See, sometimes God just needs you to throw up a rock. You say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? God just wants you to do something. Take that first step. You take one step and you say, I can't take two. You take one and then you'll feel like taking that second one. That's how it works. And every time you move, you'll get stronger. Every time you go to the doctor's office, you should be getting better. That's just something I was thinking about sitting over there. That ain't my message. But I just listened to all the testimonies. I says, there's so many pills being passed out this morning. So much medicine's being passed, as they say in the hospital. We're passing meds. There was so much medicine passed this morning, I thought, my goodness, how can anybody in here be sick? You can't. You say, well, I can't do everything, but you can do something.
Thank you, Jesus.
One step at a time. When you have surgery, they don't get you out of the bed the first day and tell you to walk the whole hospital. They get you up and sit you on the edge of the bed and then lay you back down. Yeah. Next time they get you up, you say, you're just here. I got to get you up again. Because you know the thing is, you don't want to lay there.
Right.
You don't want to lay in your problems.
Amen.
You don't want to lay in your shortcomings. You don't want to lay in your trials. You want to get up. If you can't run, get up and sit on the edge of the bed.
Amen.
That sister that came here, sister, couldn't even walk.
Right.
Laid in bed for years.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Childers.
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
Yeah.
He asked and said, why are you in the bed? I don't know. Who told you to go to bed? No, nobody. She just one day just got in bed.
Yeah,
but see, nature will take over.
Right.
If you just lay in a bed, all of your muscles will atrophy.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I know that word, John. I've learned it. I used to live with John. I've learned a lot about medical terms. Atrophy.
Yeah.
You get weaker and weaker and weaker by you just sitting there. I mean, if that's the way it works in the natural, what happens when you just come to church and sit here? You will atrophy in the house of God. You won't get stronger. All you do is get weaker. You don't testify. You never overcome nothing. You never, oh my goodness. You never get better. You got to push a little bit of, like Brother Locke said, a little bit of resistance in there. You know how your muscles build? By resistance.
Amen.
He said, how do you know? I've heard. I try. I just can't get those arms. But it takes resistance to build your muscles. It takes resistance to get stronger. You have to resist the devil in order for him to flee. If you accept your sickness, why are you even going to go to the doctor? Just stay home. Wasting your time coming here. You're going to come here and be as sick when you leave as you got here?
Come on.
You better resist the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it all. Well, do what you can.
Yeah.
I don't have enough strength to raise my hands. Well, you know what? Raise them up as high as you can get them.
There you go.
You say, well, I can't scream amen. Then just move your lips.
Because
God can hear you anyway. It's not even about me. See, the thing is, you got to put some resistance in there to defeat the devil.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, amen, Lord.
That's how you overcome. There's a pill for you to swallow. There's a shot for you to take. You say, oh, well, I'm dizzy. Well, hold on to something and walk. Till you get your balance, Sister Sue. Don't stay home. Sat like Melly said, that dog can sleep in my house or pastor's house. Ain't going to stop me out of from being in the house of God. See, the thing is, you got to outsmart the devil. Because he's going to try to put something on you. And then he's going to lie to you and tell you you got it. He's going to tell you all the symptoms. He's going to tell you all your problems. He told Kara all kind of problems that she had and how bad it looked and the percentages and chances and on and on and on. But you don't listen to that. That's the sickness. You don't pay attention to the sickness. You take the medicine that's going to make you better. By his stripes, I'm healed.
Yeah.
Everybody this morning, I'm giving you all that pill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Healed from what? Healed from sickness. Healed from depression. Healed from loneliness. Healed from selfishness.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Have your way, Lord. You're worthy.
Oh,
my.
Amen.
Amen.
We got what we need. In the office.
Amen.
All we got to do is take it.
That's
all you got to do is take the medicine.
Amen.
And you're sitting there right now saying, man, I really don't have to have this. No, you don't. There's a cure for that, Don. I really don't have to put up with that. No, you don't. I really don't have to accept that I'm sick. No, you don't. He said by his stripes.
Amen.
Don't act sick. See, some people act sick.
Yeah.
There's people who get sick. I got an employee. I got an employee. If he twists his ankle, if he hurts his back, if he picks up something wrong, it's just always down. Always down. Always down. You got to do something about that. Don't just let it keep happening. You got to do something about it. You say, well, what am I going to do? I pick something up and it hurts my back. Then either don't pick it up or get a back brace. Do something. Don't just accept it. Well, I'm going to sit down all the rest of my life because if I lift something, I might hurt myself. Might hurt yourself. You're hurting yourself by not moving.
That's right.
That's right.
You need to shake sickness. Half the time when I'm sick, I don't even know it till noon. I go into work, and everything's not firing right, and I'm like, something ain't right today. And about lunchtime, I think, oh, I know what's wrong. I'm not feeling well today. Because I push. People who push can't be sick. They don't have time to be sick. Some people wake up at 6 o'clock, and they're like, My knee's bothering me. I can't go in today. But you know what? People who have to be there, they'll be there. When you're a contractor and your food on your table depends on you being there, I don't care if you hit yourself in the head with the hammer yesterday. You know where you're going to be tomorrow? You're going to be on the job with a Band-Aid, with stitches. You can't stop because your family's depending on it. A lot of times we don't realize who's depending on us. You don't have time to stay home. You don't have time to take down. You don't have time to let the devil take over and say, you're going to stop me. We're too close home. My family is dependent on me. Their whole group is dependent on us. It's too late in an hour for me to let sickness. I can't. I don't think I feel like preaching today. Lord Jesus, I think I'll let Jeremiah have it. I think I'll let Jay do it. I don't think I'm going to make it today. I just don't feel like it. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's my job. It's my place. It's what I'm supposed to do. It's why I'm here. That's why I exist. Don't give in to that devil. Fight that thing. Claim your healing. Use the word of God on him. Jesus did. He said it is written. If you can't see, say it is written. If you can't hear, say it is written.
Yes, sir.
Put a little resistance in there. And you'll find you'll get stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, now that we come to the doctor's office, we're like, whoa, the doctor's here. The doctor's here now. I feel better already.
Amen.
Just having a doctor walk in the room makes you feel better. Because you know, now I can get the help I need.
Yeah.
You'll sit in the waiting room for half an hour. They'll move you back to those cold tables you sit on for another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're feeling miserable and rough. But just the doctor walking in the room.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better. Yeah. Praise God. You know what? So this is what I need. I can get the help I need now. And Dr. Jesus is here today.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go home with that same problem you brought in here.
Yes,
so what if you had an argument before you got here?
Come on,
you don't have to go home with that same argument.
Yeah.
You don't go home to your spouse and say, and furthermore. No, it's done. It's over with. I met Dr. Jesus, and he gave me a prescription for you, and I'm coming home with love in my heart, and I'm going to treat you like my spouse, and I'm going to believe for you, and this home is going to be God's home, and that's what Dr. Jesus told me. Oh, I don't feel well. You know what? I come to the doctor. My back don't even hurt me as bad as it was when I got here. I think I might be able to shout a little bit. You know, sometimes shouting will shake that sickness off. Shouting will shake that problem off. Give it to him. Let him have it. Tell the doctor everything, and he'll take care of you. Don't walk out of here the same. You do in the natural what you should be doing in the spiritual. You say, well, I never thought of that. That's what I was sitting over there. I was thinking, they do every day what they should be doing when they come here. I go to see my doctor every 6 months, whether I feel bad or not, because that's what they do when you get older. They start taking more of your money. they want to get their bit, but that's okay. Dr. Jesus won't cost you a dime. He's already paid the bill. Price has been paid. And the healing's already been paid for. The answer's already been. You might be alone, but you don't have to be lonely.
Amen.
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 You can be lonely and married. See, the problem's not another person. The problem's you.
Right. Oh, come on.
We try to find somebody else to cure our problem. And we think the problem is I need a spouse. But your problem is not you need a spouse. The problem is that you need Jesus. You need to, he will supply that need that you have. He can take care of that loneliness. That's a sickness too. We're all got problems. We all got sicknesses. But the thing is, what are you going to do about it?
Amen.
Let Jesus give you an answer for that sickness. Paul said, I'd rather you be like me. That way you can go when God wants you to go. When you take that pill and it says, I'm surrendering my life to God. He has me 100%. You'll forget about being lonely because you'll be too busy doing the will of God. Mind problems. Don't have to have it. Come on, let's get started. I just think about that when I say, I want to share that so people can understand how this works. And when you come here, you might come here depressed. And very well could be. Because we're three rims. Depression doesn't lie on the soul. Depression is a mind sickness. Depression is not even a physical illness. It's not your flesh. Now, the depression of the mind could work its way to a physical ailment. Because like I said, you don't move, your muscles get weak. And when you're depressed, you don't want to move. You'll sit at home and eat chips. You will. Because you're trying to pacify that depression. You say, how do you know? I may have been depressed a time or two in my life. Brother Branham called it the blues. You get them. It's natural. But there's the mother groups. But there's solutions for everything that we have going on. And everybody in this building come here this morning with a sickness.
That's right.
All of us.
Amen.
That's why we come to the doctor's office. But now we got the prescriptions flying everywhere. You better pick up what's yours. Don't take my prescription home, because my prescription will help me. My prescription might kill you. Don't take somebody else's medicine. There's so many types and shadows. I don't even have to use the Bible to tell you, because you do it every day.
Right.
All right.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
I want to go over here for a little bit of time this morning. I want to start over in Genesis chapter 1. That's just extra credit. Because that way you realize why you're coming here, what you're getting here, and what you're taking away. Don't leave here without your medicine. And don't let the doctor give you a prescription and you not feel it. Doesn't do you no good if it doesn't manifest. If all you do is come to church and get the prescription and then go home and throw it on the shelf. They expire. All right, come on. Y'all get off of that. come on. It's too real. And the thing I love about it is that everybody in this place is doing that. But we're not doing it here. And this is the most important doctor's office you'll ever go into.
Amen.
So don't walk out here bent over. I'm going to get to that, but don't walk out here bent over.
Okay.
Straighten your back a little bit. Don't look sick. Act like you feel good.
Yeah.
Y'all never know when I'm not feeling good.
Because
I don't come in here dragging. I come in here with my head up, shoulders back.
Yeah.
That's a push.
Yeah.
You got to push. It's easy to just bend over and look sick. And everybody looking at you and you're like, no, I don't want them to look at me like that. I ain't going to hold on to nothing. I put my shoulders back. And you know what the devil's going to do? He's going to be walking right behind you. But you're sick. But you're sick. But you're sick. Oh, no. No, I'm not. By his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
I ain't going to act like I'm sick. Matter of fact, I don't want nobody to even know I am.
Right.
Huh, Don? That's why I kept telling y'all to pray for Dawn, because I go to Dawn and John's house, and I know she wasn't 100%, but she was looking like she was 100%, and y'all all was like, "Whoo, God, hallelujah, God's healed her from that car accident." And y'all didn't know she was still limping around and having issues, because she comes in here with her back straight. If she's holding on, she's going to play it off. That's why I kept saying, pray for John and Don. Pray for John and Don, because they ain't over it yet. And y'all are like, oh, well, they look fine. Yeah, they do look fine. But that's the way you should do it.
That's right. Amen.
Don't roll in here on a cot. Don't give into it. Lean into the word. Lean into the word. Every time the devil says you can't, say I can. Remember, he's a liar. He's not going to tell you the truth. He's not going to tell you you're healed. He's going to tell you you're sick. He's going to tell you you got some birth defect. He's going to tell you you got some problem. Don't listen to that.
Amen.
Listen to the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus never started a funeral, but he ended a couple. All right, Genesis chapter 1.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. I want to start here. I want to title this message, The Quickening of the Royal Seed. And the thing I like about God, you can always find him if you really know what you're looking for. His fingerprints are on everything. And if you can find what he's done, you'll find what he's doing, and you'll find what he'll do. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has always been easy to find, but yet hard. In the creation, the first thing God had to do was create the heaven and the earth. And remember, in the beginning, the earth was totally covered with water. Now, when God created the earth, he didn't have to create anything else on the earth. When God speaks, he speaks completely.
Right.
He didn't have to say, oh, let's create the earth. Oh, by the way, let's put some grass in the earth. Oh, I need some trees now. And oh, I think I need to put, no, bushes. Yeah, no. That is the way God works. When God created the heavens and the earth, when he spoke it completely.
Right.
That should give you a hint about yourself. When God spoke the world into existence, he did not have to come back and speak it again.
Amen.
Never added to it. Do you realize when I have my science class, and I talk about this all the time because it is thrilling to me, There is not one drop of water more on this earth than there was when God said, let there be.
Amen.
There's not more, one more drop of water.
Right.
And there's not anything else created. When God created the heavens and the earth, everything was in that earth. You were in that earth. The trees, the bushes, the grass was in that earth. So when God speaks, he speaks completely. So if you want to find out what God's doing, find out how he did it the first time. If you want to find out how complete you are, go back to Genesis and see how complete it was when he created the heaven and the earth.
That's right. Yes.
You stop worrying about so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I need this. Yeah. Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to pick this up. Oh, I got to get this. I got to take this away. I got No. Oh.
No.
God doesn't speak that way.
We're complete
in Christ.
Amen.
I have everything I need. We don't have to go get the rapture. It's in us.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't have to do any of that.
No.
We don't have to try to pull, try to push, try to strain, try to get, try to make, try to. No. That's us. That's not him. That's not the way God works. When God does it, he does it right. He never had a second thought about anything. Never needed a second thought. When he said, let there be all the grass, every blade of grass that'll ever be produced was already in the earth. That's how complete God is. He's not worrying about trying to get us to be anything else. Every seed that God ever produced by the spoken word always will bring forth of its kind.
Amen.
Oh, that's a good thought. Every seed will bring forth of its kind. A dove doesn't bring forth a vulture. A lamb doesn't bear a wolf. Every seed brings forth of his kind. And like I said, if you want to see how God's doing this thing, just look at his footprints. Look at his fingerprints. Look at how he did it at the start, and you'll be able to see how he does it all the way through. God made everything to bring forth after its own kind.
Amen.
It's got to do it. And if he did that, he made sure that everything was in that seed. Now you realize the first thing God created was light. Isn't that funny how that works? Because light is life. It brings forth life. So the first thing God had to do is bring forth light. And with that light, the seed that was in the dirt could come forth.
That's right.
Like I said, watch his fingerprints.
Amen.
You find the light of God,
yes,
and that light will bring forth life.
Amen.
Whatever life is in it will come out when the light's put on it.
Amen.
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 Now I'm cutting corners and getting way down the line, but I just feel like this is a good place to say, if you have a seed of God in you and you come from God, when that light is put on that seed, it will manifest. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You can't slow it down. You can't stop it. You can't help but to do whatever that seed has in it. People are looking at this thing and trying to figure God out.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No.
Just let the S-O-N shine.
Right.
You bring somebody unto the word and they can't stand it. They don't want it. Can't live with it. They don't want you to have it. Try to drag you out of the church. They ain't no life there.
Right.
Why do you want to attach yourself to something that's an appendage that's dead? It'll cause cancer to the whole body. Natural, remember, natural types. The spiritual. If you want to see how God did it then and how he's doing it now, look what he did then. Why is it that you love the word? There had to be a seed in you. Right. What drew you to the Word? There had to have been life in there. And if the life is in there, Brother Branham said, you let a grass seed be put under a slab of cement, that grass seed will find its way to the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Though we have been placed under concrete called sin, though we have been messed up, because there was a seed of God in you, you will automatically be drawn to the light. You won't have to be forced. You won't have to be pushed. You won't have to be made to. It'll just be in you to find the light.
Amen.
And if there's no life in there, there's nothing to quicken. Nothing to quicken. I don't care how much dead seed Steve puts out in the field. He could plow it. He can fertilize it. He could talk to it, sing to it, do what he wants. But if that seed that he planted isn't germatized, if it has no life in it, he will get zero out of it. Plant the weed out here, Brother Branham said, and put it in a basement. Cover it over. And it'll never bring forth anything because it can't. There's no light there. But as soon as light strikes it, then it'll bring forth the life. It's a germatized seed. That's the same thing it is with the Word. See, the Word is God, and when life strikes it, it brings forth Word, it brings forth the Word to life again. Every age has always been that. Oh, how I can appreciate this great thing. How the Word being vindicated is the light of the spoken Word. That light, when it strikes, all the way down through the ages, there was a light for every age. And it drew every seed that had life in it in that age. It wasn't that he had to go out and make them come. See, you don't do this to somebody that's got life in them. Don't try to make a Christian. You can't make them. You can't make a believer. If there's no life in there, they might be a good person. They might be good people. They may sing well. They may live a good life. They may think they're really holy. But when it comes to the Word of God, they can't stand it. There's no life there. All you got is a good chuck. A shell where the life should be housed. But if there is a germ in there, you don't have to make you do these things. You want to do these things. You want to be a believer. You want to come to church. You want to be a Christian. You want to do the right things. It's just in you to want to do the right thing. It's just in you. In you. Because when he created you complete. You don't have to go back and get anything else. That's why the new birth happens from the inside. Because that's where he is. That's why the change to your life comes from the inside. Because that's where he is. A dove is cleansed from the inside out, not the outside in. A lot of church people want to be cleansed from the outside in. And they get the outside clean and never get the inside clean. They're nothing. Matthew 25. When did we not do these things, Lord? I was a good person. I was a good churchgoer. I believed you. I really do believe you came and died for us. There's a lot of people trying to get people to confess that Jesus died for their sins. And they think that's enough for a new birth. But they can confess that Jesus died for their sins and still not know why they're here. You can confess that Jesus Christ died for your sins and still not be born again.
Amen.
They say, well, I heard him say it myself. It doesn't matter what you heard. It matters what's going on the inside.
Amen.
If there has not been a new birth on the inside, all the confessing on the outside won't do you any good.
That's right.
You say, I got a deathbed confession from this person. Hallelujah, I know they're saved now. You must be born again.
Amen.
of the water and of the spirit. It's not just me getting scared enough to say, okay, I believe. It's not just enough for me to get to the last part of my life and think, okay, that's enough, I'll take it in. No, you must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The same way it's been all the way through.
Amen.
It's a personal relationship with God in skin.
Yeah.
So if you get under the light and there's no seed in there, I'm sorry. I can't help you. You say, but I want to be a Christian. You know, there's people who want to be a Christian that can't be. Because they really don't want to be. It just sounds right. They got a mental knowledge of being a Christian and know the right words to say. There's people who know the right words to say. And it looks like they're a believer. It looks like they're ready for the journey. It looks like they've been made whole. But the whole time, they don't even believe God. There's no life in there. Jesus asked him in St. John 8, he said, why can't you hear my words? He said, even because it has no place in you. If you can't hear my word, and hear is to understand. If you can't understand what I'm saying today, it's because it has no place in you.
Amen.
You say, well, if I come and practice it enough, maybe I'll get it. It's not about your learning. It's not about your knowledge. It's about God dealing with you.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
It's about the life, that light that's shining in the hour that we're living in, coming across your path. And what is it doing to the seed that's in you?
Amen.
It will draw you to the word.
That's right.
Yes. You won't be forced to this.
Right.
You won't be made to do this. You'll be quickened to it. Jesus said over there in Matthew 13, won't read it, but he said the sower went forth. And he went out and sowed. And think about it, he was going to have his. All the germatized seed that he sowed was all going to manifest. He's better than Steve. Every plant he planted came out.
Amen.
Every one of them. Every seed that he put in the ground was a good seed. It was his seed. It was ordained to life. And the fall in the garden didn't change that. They were the only ones with life. Now, the sower went forth and he sowed. And when he sowed, and then he talked about some. Now, in this particular parable here, this seed went everywhere.
Yes.
Now, you need to go to another place to understand how this is sown, because it almost looks like the good sower sowed bad seed, or it went places that couldn't sow. He says, behold, a sower went forth to sow, verse 4, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and some of the fowls came and devoured them up, and some fell upon stony ground places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, but it had no depths of the earth, and when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no roots. They withered away. And some fell on thorns, and thistles and thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. But they brought forth.
Amen.
Everybody ain't supposed to do the same thing. Everybody ain't preachers. Everybody ain't singers. Everybody ain't musicians. But you're going to do something. You're going to bring forth something. You're going to manifest something. But see, just reading this alone almost seems like God's the one throwing all these out. But you got to go a little bit further to understand how this works. This is what the church world sees. They see this and they think, we're dealing with all kinds of believers, and some are good and some are not good, and some fell and some got thrown away, and some backslid and some fell out. But I'm telling you, all of God's seed manifest.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He will lose none of them. Over here in Matthew chapter 13, he said another parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, now see, he sowed only good seed in the field. That's all he put out there. All he put on the earth is good seed. We were there when he said, let there be a heaven and an earth.
Amen.
Our bodies Where it is. That's why when we do funerals, we do ash to ashes, dust to dust. You know, we're sending you back to the ground where you come from, because that's where we all come from. When our sower went forth, he sowed only good seed. Yeah, the only ones that had life in them. That sower went forth, he sowed good seed. But while he slept, and I thought about that while he slept, I thought about the creation time, I thought about the seventh day. Seventh day he rested. There's his sleep. So all he had on the earth after the creation was good seed. He didn't have no problem out of Adam. He didn't have no problem out of Eve at the point, at the time when he took his rest. He didn't have no problem out of the animals. Everything worked in perfect harmony like he wanted it to. And at a point in time, since we were already in the ground, our bodies, when the spoken word spoke you into existence, you would come get a soul from God, get a perfect theophany spirit, and a glorified body. That's what you would have gotten. If we come the right way, we were coming. Don't act like you weren't coming. You were going to be here. You had to be here because you were part of God. You were part of the good seed. You were the one that he really wanted. But because of the fall, somebody sowed some bad seed in there. But while he slept, he rested on that seventh day. While he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And went his way. Now, life is life. God gives all life. Just because Steve hates tares and tries to spray them down, cut them down, hone them down, beat them down, plow them down, hoe them down, whatever, it's still a living plant. It's got life in it. It's just not the life that he wants. He wants the fruit of the corn. He wants the wheat. He wants the soybean. He doesn't want the thistles and the thorns. That's all because of the fall. Remember that when God cursed the earth, he cursed it by putting the thistles and thorns in there. They had life just like the wheat. We were already planning on coming, already part of the plan, but then the devil come and sow thorns and thistles and put those tares in there, and they become part of the plan even though we didn't want them. But while he slept, and he came in tares among the, sowed tares amongst the wheat, and they went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit. Now see, that's how you can tell the wheat. You want to know how I know who y'all are? I wait to see the fruit. Because whatever's in you, remember, everything that you need is in the seed. Whatever's in you is going to come out. Whether you ordained to be a singer, testifier, preacher, song leader, whatever it is that God's got, it's going to automatically come out. I was doing stuff that I didn't even know I could do. I'm still doing stuff that I know I could do. But it's whatever's in you. You will automatically bring forth the gift. Because it's a gift. Whatever you do, it's a gift to the body. And whatever's in you to do will manifest. It's going to come out. That's by your fruit. By your fruit, you'll know. You don't have to wait around to see 50, 60 years. Oh, you start bearing fruit right away. You may not have a whole tree full of apples, but you will have one. It may not be big and red, but it'll be an apple. You might have questions about the tree till you see the apples start coming out. They may only be that big on their way up, but But it's an apple. Amen. And in that apple, there are seeds. Yeah. And in those seeds are apples. Right. And in those apples are seeds.
How about that?
And in those seeds are apples.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Amen.
So whatever's in you, that's why I don't have to follow you home. I don't have to make you believers. I don't have to try to make you Christians. I don't have to line you up and teach you a bunch of rules. Whatever's in you, once you are under the light, it will manifest.
Amen.
If it's real, it'll manifest. If all you are is a thorny old cuckabur, it'll manifest. And you'll stick everybody in the church. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in the field? Lord, I thought you just spoke the word and all your children were going to come out of the dirt. Yeah. From whence did these tears come? Where'd Cain come from? Where'd Judas come from? Where'd Pharaoh come from? Where'd Hitler come from? I could put some more names on there. I ain't going to do it. Just to tell you, there's tears. There's people that's cropped up that weren't supposed to be here.
Right.
And they are used by God to fulfill the will of God. It took a Hitler to get the Jews back in their homeland. It took Pharaoh to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. See, it's just because they're tares don't mean God doesn't use them. He'll use them, but he'll just use them for a moment. They're not eternal. They're not going to be here. They're not. They just borrowed some dirt. That's our dirt. That belongs to us. That's part of the. Do you realize this earth is eternal? It's right now. It's got the curse on it. That's why those tares are here. They're part. They're walking, talking part of the curse, and don't even know it. And God will use them to get us to where we need to. Somebody's got to burn this earth off. He needs a Putin for that. Somebody's got to do it. We have never been in a position that we are right now to where this world is on the verge of self-destruction. And it'll take a tear to do that. Where these tears come from? He said, and there an enemy had done this. The servants unto him, without that we go and gather them up. He said, nah. That's why you gather them up. You root up the wheat with them. Remember, we're getting out of here. First. They're getting out of here. The seven ages are getting out of here first. And then the tares can be gathered and burned. Now they're being gathered now. Call them Lutherans, Methodists, Pentecostals, Catholics, Baptists. Bundles. They're bundling them together and it looks good. He said, don't bother them, just let them bundle, just let them grow together. But then the combine, and I've been on Steve's combine, and it's amazing how the combine does this. I don't even know how it does it. Steve knows. It's above my pay grade. When that combine goes through the field, those little fingers, I call them, they go between the corn stalks. Now, the corn is dry, and the seed, the grain is yellow in the shuck. It cuts it off, pulls it in, rolls it through some tumblers. Somehow, and I couldn't, Steve would have to explain it to you. Somehow, that combine separates the corn from the chaff and the husk. And it throws the husk back out in the field. And you look behind you, and you got a bin full of just pure corn. To me, it's a miracle. I don't know. Steve knows the mechanics. I'm too dumb. I just look at it's God. It's God. That's all I say is God. That does. Somehow it goes from a corn in front of the combine to a basket full of corn only. Said, leave them alone. Let them grow together. After it gets so high, the wheat, the corn, is taller than the tares. And so you don't worry about that down there anymore. There's a time Steve stopped worrying about him. Because at a growing point, so he's like, okay, we can outrun this now. The corn's far enough along that I don't have to keep beating down and spraying these weeds. Well, God got the body far enough along that he didn't have to worry about us no more. He sent us a Luther, Wesley, Pentecostal. Brought us Brother Branham. Said, leave them alone. Let them grow together. Now I'll send my reapers. He had seven reapers. He had reapers for every age. He's been pulling us in from every age and getting us to where we're at. He said, just leave them alone. Don't worry about it. Enemy's done that. Let them grow together until harvest. When is harvest? Harvest doesn't happen in June. Harvest doesn't happen in April. Harvest happens at the end time.
Amen.
At the end of the growing season. Do you realize there comes a point that the corn is no longer growing? Do you realize there comes a point that life is no longer in the stock, that only life there is in the grain? Yeah. Jesus said, I left the grain, go in the ground, it abides alone. He went in the ground to come out and he found us.
Right.
Yeah. Let them grow together until harvest time, till the end time, till it's over, till you can read and understand the words of these prophecies. Then the time is at hand.
Amen.
Then it's finished. Then it's over. We're not growing. Brother Brown said we're laying in the presence of the sun. We're ripening. Now, amen. We're not trying to get y'all to do anything. Learn. We have no more gifts to restore. We have no more word to restore. Amen. We have no more people to restore. We have no more body to build. It's over.
Amen.
We're not in a growing season now.
No, we're not.
No. There comes a time that Clarice's tomatoes stop turning red.
Yeah.
Time for picking was over. And she picked, and y'all know, your country folk. She got those green tomatoes. And tried to put them in the corn, whatever she puts them in. Cooked them up. They don't even taste the same. And I like that juicy, ripe, red tomato as a substitute. And you put that substitute in there because the growing season's over. You're just trying to keep it going. They still keep the churches going. They're still joining to churches and joining denominations and all of that stuff. That's all fine and dandy. But we're now in the ripening point where we're just red ripe. We're red ripe. We're not trying to grow anymore, and people are trying to still build churches and trying to do all this stuff, but the time is winding up. This thing is done.
Amen.
Revelation 10 says it's finished.
Right.
Redemption's over. People don't like that. No. But I'm sorry, it's over.
That's right.
They want to hang on to the same old 6 and 7, but it's over.
Amen.
They want to keep joining churches, but it's over. They want to keep trying to pull people in and saving souls, but it's over.
Right.
Now we're just lying in the presence of the sun, and he's not even up there somewhere. He's down here claiming what he's already redeemed.
Wow.
At the end of the growing season, Steve ain't trying to get all the corn and shuck and hustle. All he's going is he's claiming what he's already redeemed. It's mine now. That's all he wants to see. All he wants to bride. All he wants is what he saw from the beginning. It was always in Steve's mind to have that corn in the bin.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Everything he's done. I'm sorry to use it to preach on you today, but it's just a perfect time. Everything he did all season long wasn't to get the corn in the shuck. It's to get the grain.
Right. Right.
That's all he wants. God ain't after all this other stuff. He's trying to get back to what he had in the beginning when he said, let there be. And when God said, let there be in the beginning, we were all in the earth because we were part of his plan.
Yeah.
Before there was a Satan, before there was a problem, before there was a fall, before there was trouble, before Calvary, before any of that, we were in his mind, already a part of his plan, already ordained by God to be here. That's what he wanted to do. There's only one that can create. Satan does not create. He didn't create the garden. He perverted the garden. He didn't create the woman. He perverted the woman. He didn't create the snake, the serpent. He perverted the serpent. He's just a big perverter. He doesn't look at you. He doesn't give you health. He just makes you sick. Satan doesn't heal you. You might have to have surgery. But Satan can't heal that. You think he's got so much power. He don't have no power. He's just a tool that's being used. He's a perverter of God's word. He'll shoot you. But he can't heal you. He'll cut you. But he can't heal you. Satan's used tools in the wars and all this stuff. That's Satan's kingdom. That's Satan's kingdom. And all this stuff, even this stuff going on now with gas prices are dropping. That's weird. But it's all Satan's kingdom. You got grains locked up in Ukraine. You got fuel cut off of Europe. That's all Satan's kingdom. He can't create. He can't do anything but destroy. He come to hurt and destroy. That's all he's done. You have problems in your life, problems are not God. Problems are Satan. That's why you don't have to put up with them. Send it back on him. That's where they come from. Now, sin itself is only righteousness perverted. Had there not been a fall, we would have still come, and there would have only been righteous people here. Sin is only righteousness perverted. Now, there's only one creator, and that's God. Satan is not a creator. He's only a perverter of the original creation. A lie is a truth misrepresented. Adultery is the right act misused. Everything is always a perversion of what's right. That's all Satan can do. Satan can pervert, but he cannot create. And remember that's a wrong, it's a lie, or anything that sin is righteousness perverted. And so we find that Satan always takes a type for what he's going to do off of what God has done. God says about healing, Satan puts on sickness. God wants a bride, Satan wants a bride. God wants a church. Satan wants a church. God wanted a kingdom. Satan wanted a kingdom. He's the God of this evil age. So life is only by the word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the word of God made manifest. As long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. But when it's manifested, see, that's where manifestation comes into play. You could question everything about yourself until you see the life living out of you. When you wonder how strong you will be when you're confronted about what you believe, you got to run into some adverse people. It could be your spouse. Could be your kids. Could be your wife. That's Job's wife. She's talking like a foolish woman. But when you run into these situations and you have to stand up and be identified, whatever's in you is going to come out. If you stand up for the word will stand up for you. If you give to God and say, you know what? You may not want God in our home, but you can't take God out of my heart. You say that to your spouse. And you'll see Yeah. You can't make me not serve God. Your sibling's like, well, you shouldn't do this. Well, you know what? You're right. Maybe I shouldn't. But I love God and I want to do it. Well, I got a better idea for you. Well, God's plan is better than yours. You start standing up. Like Sister Christy said, let your family know where you stand. Let them know where you stand. They'll start picking with you. After a while, they'll leave you alone. They did me finally. They think, oh, it's just temporary. Oh, it's short-lived. He'll turn around. He'll stop after a while. Now, that's been 40-something years. And they're like, well, I guess that concrete set. But you got to stand. You can't let your husband or your wife just run over you and say, well, we're not serving God as a family. You talk like a foolish spouse. Make you stand up and be counted for. Whatever's in you going to come out. Because a lot of people have sold out to their spouse, to their kids. Oh, if I come to church and serve God, I'll lose my family. I'd rather lose my family than to lose my soul.
Amen.
Somewhere along the line, you're going to have to be accounted for. That seed that's in you is going to be cost. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you your friends. It's going to cost you your family. It's going to cost you yourself. You're going to have to stand up, and you're going to let the seed of God manifest out of you, and the people aren't going to like it. They never have. But that's okay. You got the light of God growing in you. The life proves where you come from. Whatever comes out of you. All y'all are sitting here today. Your life will prove where you come from. Listen to what Jesus said over here in St. John 8. I always love reading this. And just to save time, I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you can't hear my word. Anybody who can't hear my word can't understand my speech. They look at me and they say, well, I don't get that Brother Moore. He's just too hard. He's too straight. He thinks he's the only one. He's this. That. They know the same thing about Jesus. Ye are of your father. Here goes those sores. Ye are your father, the devil. And the lust of your fathers ye will do. Now listen to the attributes that he's applying to that father of theirs. He was a murderer from the beginning. Cain, wrong line. Tear. Wasn't supposed to be here. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. If you don't abide in the truth, then you are of your father, the devil. I don't care how you fix it. I don't care how you want to word it. That's the bottom line. I like the bottom lines because the bottom line is easy to be understood. If you can't love the word, then you are of your father, the devil. Your beginning happened at the garden in the fall. You are of your father, the devil. And murder isn't just shooting somebody. You murder people with the words you use. Murder from the beginning and bold not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his children. His own. Not God's. He says, well, you can't do this. You're a liar. And you talk about your sons. Because I can do this. Because my father told me, greater is he is in me than he is in the world. Well, you're not going to make it. Talk to your children. That's why they backslide. That's why they fail. That's why they leave church. That's why they sit at home. That's why they got better things to do on Sunday. Those are your children. Not the children of God. Children of God about their Father's business. Jesus was found in a temple about his Father's business. Nate's been found in a temple about his Father's business.
Amen.
I ain't sitting at home getting the house set up ready for the game.
Nope.
Can't go to church today because I'm going to have a party because the game's coming on and we got to get ready. And I'd hate to miss the game set up being at church. Got to understand. Oh, he does understand. Your Father understands perfectly. He's the one got you up to it. But my Father says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. My Father says, you love coming to the house of God. I can't wait to get here. And that's the way God is today. His seed's already here, his word. The only thing it needs is light on it. And he is light, for he's the word. The word and light is the same thing. When you hear the word, you're seeing light. And if you have a seed of God in you, it will germatize automatically. I don't have to try to practice my homiletics to get a message together that's going to be so great that it's going to turn you on. And you just got to give your heart to God. And you just come to the altar and just cry and pray and get to come on into the kingdom. No, that ain't how it works. If you got a seed of God in you, when you hear the word of God, you may not even understand it. But you know there's something inside you that says, that is nothing but the truth. I don't like his delivery, but you know, he is saying the right thing. He is telling the truth. I can't deny what he's saying is true. I mean, then you talk about seeds of God. Talking about somebody, when the word comes across your path, the light comes across your path, that seed moves. A germatized seed moves from where it is to where it needs to go. And it starts bringing forth that because his whole goal is to bring forth fruit. When a seed is germatized, it will do everything in its power to get to the place where it can bring forth fruit. Remember that little lily? That little lily's down at the bottom of that pond, that lily plant, that seed. And when that thing starts growing, it may be darkest pitch in that lily pond. But something on the inside, why doesn't it grow down? Something on the inside of that little lily, it's got something pulling it. The light's pulling it. You can't even see the light, but just because the life is in it, it's moving towards the light automatically. And it'll press, and it'll push, and it'll push away the mud, and it'll push away the muck, and it'll push away the trash, and it'll just move its way all the way up until it gets to the surface. Because until it gets to the surface, it won't even open up its fruit. Until you're born again, you can't even see how beautiful you really are. But once that lily seed reaches the surface, his whole goal, his whole ambition, everything that was in him was leading him up to the point where he can bring back those leaves and pull out that fruit and let somebody take the nectar out of him.
Amen.
And a believer, a royal seed of God that's quickened, a real royal seed of God, I don't care where your past was from. I don't care what you've been involved in. You might have been a drunk. You might have been a dope pusher. You might have sold it. You might have used it. You might have wrecked your life. But your whole life, there was always something. Like somebody said this morning, I never did fit in school. I never did fit in the world. I never did fit at work. But this place, I fit.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter where you come from, what you've been through, where you've been, it doesn't even matter. You've made it to the surface, little bride. You're here now. Open up your leaves and let the flower blossom out so that the world can see what's in you. That royal seed of God, that's all they want to do. I don't care about money. I don't care about jobs. I don't care about nothing else. My whole goal and press in life is to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
That's the true leader. That's a true believer for you.
Right.
They want to please God.
Right. Yeah.
I may have problems, I may have shortcomings, I may have a lot of ups and downs in life, but the one thing I do have right is I have a love for this truth, and it will manifest out through me because I'm God's little lily. It's just in me to do it. I am the royal seed of Abraham. I am God's son, and you will see the blessings from me. You say, well, I can't do it right. Just do it. Don't worry about right. Just do it. Do whatever God puts your hands to do. Just do it. Do it with your whole heart. Just give that little. If all you got is a little, give that little, please. And God will increase that little. Next thing you know, you're giving a little more. You say, well, I gave that, so now I'll give this. God will bless that. Next thing you know, you're giving a little more. You know, I'm going to tell them, John, because when we were younger, we would, I was 21, John's 20, whatever. We always fight over age, but he's got this lion problem too. but we lived together, and we would be at home, and I'd say, John, you need to testify. Remember while we had those conversations, I said, John, you need to testify, because I was just messed up from the beginning. And I said, you need to testify. John would not testify. He would not for years and years and years. And I look at him today, I said, look at here. Look at God. I said, he's somewhere along the line, he got it.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it was in him all the time.
Yes.
He just needed to fold back those leaves and let God have it. And when he did that, he blessed himself, he blessed his family, he blessed the whole body. So whatever's in you is going to come out. It transformed you to one thing. Do you realize when God transformed you, you are not the same thing like you started? A tadpole turned into a frog. Remember I said if you can catch God's fingerprint and how he does it, you'll see how he works.
Amen.
A caterpillar turns to a butterfly. A little ugly bird turns into a beautiful swan. Chickens are ugly when they're born. Big old bulgy eyes. Babies, at best. When they're first born, I think, and the first born, I'll get myself in trouble with this. When they're first born, I think all babies are ugly. I'm going to come back here. They used to say, and I'm going to say this, I know, God help me. I shouldn't joke in the pulpit, but I just, they used to say when you run across somebody who, these older sisters who don't lie, and you bring your little baby in, and you think you got the cutest child. And you bring that baby in, and you bring it to the old mother of the church. And the key is, the mother of the church look at that baby, and you're like, look at my beautiful baby. And the key is, the mother of the church won't lie now. She ain't going to lie. She'll just say, because she don't know if it's a boy or girl, or, you know, because she'll look and say, bless its little heart. But that same ugly little baby turns into a beautiful person. I mean, just that's, you look at leaves in the spring, they come out and they're all folded and matted and they're just nasty looking and not only look like leaves, they look like, I don't know what, some of them come out looking like flowers, they're a mess. But by summer, they're a beautiful tree. God always takes one thing and transforms it into something else. He took an ugly sinner and transformed it into a beautiful bride of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit transforms the seed word into its likeness. That seed that is in you gets transformed. It gets changed. And it goes from a seed to a saint, a believer, a Christian, a royal son or daughter of Abraham, proud to be who they are, standing on the word of God. You turn into a beautiful saint. We start out as a little wreck. But we grow in Christ. We grow in the knowledge. We grow in the word. And as you're taking the word in, it turns you into something else. The Holy Spirit transforms that seed word into its likeness. Like if a pear tree brings forth a pear, an apple tree, an apple, things like that. His word will bring forth sons and daughters of God. That's what that's what's supposed to do. One day, this world lying in darkness and chaos again, and that's where we are. The Spirit of God moves upon in the predestinated seed. A predestinated seed, it was transformed. It's just like Isaiah 9 and 6, Brother Branham said. It said, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and a government superior. See, he was saying he takes the word, and he takes that word and puts it in you and transforms you into what he needs. You're a beautiful Christian. You're a beautiful son and daughter of God. Don't listen to what Satan says. His lies saying you're short here, you can't do this, you can't do that. Tell that devil, I got everything in me. The seed of God is here.
Amen.
And everything that I need to overcome you, Satan, is in me.
Amen.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him.
Amen.
And he cannot sin because he's born of God. If that seed of God is in you, everything you need is in you. You say, I need this, I need that, it's in there.
Amen.
I need this, it's in there. Amen. I need to overcome this, it's in there. I need to overcome that. It's in there. Just water it. Get it under sun. Get it back to church. Listen to the word. Let it have its way with your life. And you'll see that you'll be dropping things and overcoming things that you didn't even think you could ever get rid of. You say, I've got problems. I got answers. Give it to God. Give up and let Jesus take over. He'll make a way. The Bible says, he that is born of God cannot commit sin, for he cannot sin, for the seed of God, amen, the seed of God remains in him. And how can he sin when the sinless God is in him? When he's in a sinless God, how can he sin? No matter what he does, the blood covers him. See, he's a new creature now. His desires and ambitions is of heaven. Because he's changed from that cuckoo bird to wheat. His desires ain't the same as he was. And he displays it. You may not be all that you want to be. And ain't nobody in here or there. You say, well, I'm pretty good. You ain't glorified yet. That's why I don't go along with people thinking that this is the best we're going to get. Now, I'm sorry. This is a broken down piece of good. I need a new body. I need a new spirit.
Amen.
I need something that can keep up with my soul.
Right.
But we're being transformed. We're being changed. And you cannot sin. Period. You say, but sin is unbelief. I cannot disbelieve the word of God because I am the word of God. I need to close. It's afternoon. We are the royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
By faith.
Yes.
By faith. We're the faith seed.
Yes.
We believe God, and God believes in us. And he is in us, and we are in him.
Right.
When you see me, you see the Father. Jesus ain't the only one that can say that.
No.
We always thought that.
Yeah.
But the royal seed of Abraham, that royal seed, by faith, that seed can stand up and call that which was not as it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We have, and we will. We'll do that because of who we are.
Right.
So, I'm trying to... That royal seed, Brother Branham told us that at the end time, there was going to be the royal seed. We were going to be the final voice. Won't read it. You know the quote. We're the final voice to the final age. He has no eyes but yours. No ears but yours. No tongue but yours. He's not going to move outside of you move.
That's right. Amen.
That's what the royal seed is doing.
Right.
As you move, God moves. As you love, God loves.
Right.
As you hate, God hates. I hate this world order.
Yeah.
God wants it cleaned off, and so do I. This world cosmos is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. We've been getting worse since Genesis. Since the beginning. And now we're at a place that the royal bride of seed is on her feet. She knows what it is. She knows what to do with the word. We're not down here practicing. We know what it is now. We finally found out that we can walk around on the earth like Jesus did. Binding and loosing. Taking and giving. The bride's doing that. The royal seed's doing that now. That's why the final voice is in the bride. She is on her feet now. She's the one the Spirit and the bride say come. It's not Jesus saying come. It's the bride saying come because she is just as royal as he is. He's the groom, she's the bride. The king and the queen reigns together. The authority split amongst them both. It's not just, well, it's just his power. Well, he gives it to the queen. All that it was, he poured into us. And what did the king tell Esther? Oh, I give every bit of it up to you. Up to a third of my kingdom. He gave her the power and authority to do the things that she had to do. And we're the queen. And we're not sitting down here powerless. Everything that we need is in us. Just like he did in the natural, so has he done in the royal bride seed of Christ. She is on her feet. She knows what to do with the word. That's why sickness has to go. That's why disease has to go. That's why problems have to go. That's why we don't have to put up with the devil's mess. That's why we can tell him to go sit down somewhere. We can do that. We got that authority. He said, I don't know if we do, but then you need to learn. Oh, you're not going to tell the devil to sit down right away. You're going to have to work your way up to that. First, you got to tell him to get off your back. Then you got to tell him to get across the room. Then finally say, sit down and shut up until I tell you I want to hear from you again. Brother Brown talking about that vision where he saw that old big old black shadow.
Right.
It was a spirit.
Right.
And he was scared of it. And every time he would approach him, he would get smaller. And then he finally said, boo. And then he saw that spirit getting smaller.
Right.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Said boo again. And got smaller. And got boo. Right. He come to find out he had more authority than that scary old demon.
Right.
We need to find out that we have more power than our scary old demons that bother us every day.
Right.
Now that we've got our prescriptions, now that we've been through the doctor's office, we're getting ready to get out of the doctor's office because we've been in here long enough and you got your prescriptions. You know who you are. You're the royal seed of God.
Amen.
And you got the authority to send the devil on flight.
Amen.
You do.
Amen.
You do. It's in you. Everything that you need is in you.
Amen.
Just like it was in Genesis, so is it in you.
Amen.
If you feel like you're missing something, look in there.
Yeah.
It's in there somewhere. So, Lord, I don't know. I need an answer. I need an answer, Lord.
Yeah.
So where are you going to get it from? From the I am that's inside of you. That seed that's your have. And you'll be stronger every time you approach the devil. You'll be stronger every time you come to church. You'll be stronger every time you testify. You'll be stronger every trial you go through. Because all the whole time, you're lifting. You're getting more weights. You're getting stronger. You're getting more solid. You're not being tossed back and forth with every wind and doctrine. It's hard to get an old saint to move. They've been through it. You ain't going to convince them. They've been through it. They've seen enough. They'll laugh at you. Like, well, y'all need to go find a new church. Y'all, you need to go find. That's why when that brother told me, he said, we've been following a man. I said, no, we haven't. I haven't. You got to speak for yourself, brother. And he was one of my older brothers. And I was depending on him. He's a good friend. And he told me that. I said, no. You speak for yourself. I ain't follow no man. I didn't follow Brother Childers. I didn't follow Brother Branham. I ain't following no man. I'm following the word. The word came through a man, and I heard the word from the man, but I wasn't following no man, because when the man did something that I didn't agree with, if I was following a man, it would throw me off. Don't have time. Don't follow me. I don't even encourage you to follow me. I ain't trying to get you to I ain't trying to get you to look to me. I'm trying to get you to look to Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get the God that's in you so strong that you could take care of everything without even calling me. Because the God that you get when you call me is the same God that should be in you.
Amen.
And that don't mean you're going to run me over. You try to get ahead of me, I'll shoot you down. Because I know my role there, too.
That's right.
I know you got to follow me there.
Right.
But see, don't follow me just because I'm a good man. Don't follow me because you think you have to follow me. Follow me because the word of God is here. Be the royal bride, the royal seed. Realizing you got everything in you that you need. God will supply all of your needs. That's where this bride is. She's a strong woman. She knows what to do with the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word, how you've blessed us in so many ways. Thank you for making things so plain and so clear to us that it's hard to even turn it away, knowing that your word is true and the natural things we see around us are types and shadows of what you're really up to. And Lord, we can see your fingerprints in every area of our lives. And if we just stay to your word and hold to you, then, Lord, we will be fine. We get in trouble when we don't lean on you. We get in trouble when we try to use our own understanding. We get in trouble when we listen to others and fall under the pressures of the world. But, Lord, when we look to you and lean on you, we are fine. Ask you to bless this congregation. Help us to be stronger as we leave here today. Lord, whatever sickness that we've come here with this morning, let us take the prescription home and put it to use in our lives that, Lord, you can use it for your glory. Thank you for everything. Touch those that are sick, Lord. Lord, they don't have to be sick because by your stripes, you've already paid the price and we're healed. Ask you to be with them, Father. Bring us back together this evening. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, musicians. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, sir.
Skyler announced the practice, so thank you for that. But just a reminder, at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to have a little Christmas recital. So come out. I believe you'll be blessed. I always get the benefit of trying to help out, so I get a little preview. And I really believe you're going to hear some good singing, some good music playing. You're going to hear some people sing. You're going to say, why aren't they singing at church? So come, and it's going to be fun. And it's been fun doing, so we're looking forward to seeing you all here at 7. And then afterwards, we're even going to have a little fellowship in the back. With some, I guess we'll call it snacks. It'll be sweet and salty. So.
Amen. Just keep the church in mind. We got things to do. And Praveen told me the other day, he said he thinks there's about over 100 people now that's tuning into the web page. I guess it's a Facebook page. And it's for more of the foreign country people that are tuning in, and they can do it cheaper than using the live stream. So there's a lot of people in there, and then they've got a whole another group that's on live stream. So yeah, we have more people listening than goes here. So, you know, just keep doing what you do, realizing that people around the world are getting the benefits of your sacrifices and your testimonies. And if they see you overcoming, it helps them to have more faith to overcome things that they're struggling with around the world. So don't think your testimonies are for nothing and the things that we sing and do are here for nothing. It's to help the body around the world. Amen. See you tonight at 7 o'clock. Time is filled with swift transition.
Trust in him. Trust in him.